Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Local Focus, the program where we shine a light on some of our area nonprofits and other places that make Henderson County, Hendersonville, and Western North Carolina such a wonderful place to live. Local Focus is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes, empowering lives.
Some call it overplanning. At Stoller Power Solutions, it's called foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac. It's not just a generator, it's a power move. This is Cheryl Stoller with Stoller Power Solutions. 698-9589 or StollerPowerSolutions.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl Stoller and the Stoller family and business for powering Local Focus. This morning, our guests on Local Focus, Claudine Lindsay and Miranda Cope. Miranda is from Sage Pet Hospital in Laurel Park Village Shopping Center. Claudine, before we get to the serious business of matter, you're from Buffalo.
Yes.
You are from Buffalo. Originally from Buffalo.
Yep.
So you grew up in Buffalo.
Yes, I did.
What a wonderful town.
It is.
Gets a bad rap. Doesn't deserve that rap.
Correct.
It's the most beautiful summer I ever spent in my entire life.
The best. It's the best.
Are you a Buffalo Bill fan?
Oh, my gosh. Bill's Mafia all the
way. You are welcome here anytime.
Great.
Anytime. Claudine, what are we talking about today? You brought a flyer in here called Lexi's Legacy. Tell us a little bit about Lexi and this legacy and what it is and the information you're trying to get out.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the show to begin with.
Of course,
of course. Listen to you guys every day.
Well, thank you.
Unfortunately, my Labradoodle, she was about 12 and a half. She got diagnosed. She collapsed last October. And unbeknownst to us, she had a tumor on her spleen. Really no symptoms. We had like an upset stomach. We weren't sure what was going on, so we just decided to take her in. And they did an ultrasound, and they found this tumor on her spleen. Took her into the emergency vet in Greenville, and they had to do emergency surgery to remove the spleen. The tumor was quite large. And a few days later, we got the diagnosis of hemangiosarcoma cancer. I've never heard of it. 13 years of her life, not one vet ever mentioned she could be at risk at this. It is a highly aggressive bone marrow cancer. It's a blood vessel cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, there's no signs or symptoms. They're very mild that anyone can miss them. Unless you know what you're looking for, it's very hard to figure out what's going on with your pet. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of treatment out there. It is a terminal cancer. The gold standard is chemo at this point.
Right.
And then we decided to do one round of chemo. It was really hard on her. And we looked for some alternatives. I pretty much spent months just trying to, like the first month, just trying to figure out how to treat this, what to do.
Yeah.
And it was so overwhelming, not knowing really where to turn, what to do for her. A lot of vets are not really good on treatment. There's not a lot of options out there. And they basically gave us 3 to 4 weeks to live. So I was on this mission to try to help her and prolong her life as long as possible.
So let me ask you this, Claudine. Had you known about it earlier, would that have made a difference?
Huge. If you catch this, unfortunately, Lexi was stage two. So that only gave us, with chemo, maybe 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 if we're lucky. If you catch in stage one, you can probably you can make it to about a year, depending on what treatment you choose. You can do Chinese herbs. There's some options out there, just not a lot. But if you catch it early enough, there's a lot more that you can do.
What does one look for? What are the symptoms? How do you know? This seems like seems like an undaunting task.
It is. So there are some there's literature out there. You can look for some like back leg weakness is what Lexi presented with at first.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of an upset stomach. There can be pale gums. There can just not wanting to walk as much. Some dogs are presenting with seizures now. It runs the gamut. It's very hard to figure out what's going on, you can put it off as they're getting older. They just don't want to walk. That's what we kind of put it off to.
Yeah.
We happened to catch her urine at the time when this was happening, and she looked like she had blood in her urine.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of triggered us like, hey, something a little bit more is going on, so we need to get her in. But again, she just had a little bit of an upset stomach, didn't want to eat, loss of appetite. That could mean anything.
Right.
That's where preventative ultrasounds, x-rays. Her labs were still great, though. That's the thing. This is why it's really, really hard to catch.
Wow. Miranda, you are with Sage Pet Hospital in Laurel Park Village Shopping Center there. Do you see this? Do you see this? And when you do, what happens?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we see, I would say we're seeing more here recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, that's absolutely, you know, why we wanted to partner with Claudine, who is a wonderful client of ours,
yeah.
And get the word out. I have a background in emergency medicine, and unfortunately, a lot of times we would just see dogs presenting, you know, they had just collapsed at home, and they would come into the ER, you know, unable to walk. We would put an ultrasound, you know, on their abdomen and find that mass that they had unknowingly in their spleen or their liver had ruptured. You know, and that is quite painful and quite distressing for the pet as well as the owners as well to have to see that and to bring them into
sure.
to the ER, you know, on the weekends, et cetera. And also, you know, at that point, a lot of times it does become a quality of life talk, you know, for these precious pets that
yeah.
that we're seeing. So, you know, we wanted to just take this opportunity to partner with Lexi's Legacy, because what a great patient she was for us. And, you know, offer a early disease detection bundle. So myself, as well as one other coworker of mine at Sage, is certified in veterinary abdominal ultrasound as well as veterinary cardiac ultrasound. So we are offering right now a 10% discount on an early disease detection package that is going to be an abdominal ultrasound with an internal med consult. So not only do we take those images that we obtain during that scan, but we send those out to an internist. They review all of the abdominal organs, the spleen, the liver, the GI tract. We look for any sort of abnormalities. We do radiographs as well in the chest, looking for any sort of abnormalities, because sometimes this cancer can spread unknowingly to the lungs as well and metastasize there. So we like to, you know, offer that diagnostic along with a really complete blood panel that looks at all of the liver and kidney values, the endocrine values, as well as red blood cells, white blood cells, and cardiac enzymes.
So who is the candidate? Who needs to come see you and take this early disease detection?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are some breeds that are predisposed to have hemangiosarcoma.
Okay.
Retrievers, retriever mixes, as well as golden retrievers are probably the biggest population that we see. But I would say, you know, at this point, because we're seeing it in different breeds, we're seeing splenic masses in, you know, not so much those traditional retriever mixes, but any older dog, you know, I would recommend any dog, you know, 7 years or older would be a really good candidate for this preventative screening, because you never know what we might find on that scan. And we could, you know, hopefully prevent some suffering.
Right. It may not specifically
yep.
be this. It may be something
yep.
else.
Absolutely. It could be kidney disease. It could be heart disease, you know, with those cardiac enzymes that we
yeah.
test in that blood panel. If those come back abnormal, then we also, a thing that kind of helps set Sage apart is we offer in-house cardiac workups as well. So we partner with a company that has boarded veterinary cardiologists. So we're able to do echocardiograms and a full cardiac workup, you know, right here at your local veterinarian. You're not having to go off to these specialists,
right.
You know, and travel with your pet, which is not always easy for some people.
Sure.
A lot of dogs don't like to ride that far in the car. So it's really just a way for us to be able to offer a higher standard of care. And, you know, kind of those specialty services here, you know, locally as a general practice.
So how do we find out more and reach out to Sage to get this taken care of?
Yeah, absolutely. You can give us a call at 828-392-8800 or you can email us directly at info@sagepethospital.com, as well as just check out our website, sagepethospital.com, and that will link you to a lot of our resources and how to contact us and establish care with us and get your pet in.
All right, sagepethospital.com. 392-8800. Mm-hmm. 8800. Got it. Early disease detection. And you're offering a 10% discount on that right now.
That's right.
Do we know enough about this? Say it again. What is the name of it?
Hemangiogeosarcoma.
Hemangiogeosarcoma. Do we know enough about it to know what might be a cause or what might help? You understand what I'm trying to ask?
There are some studies out there. They're linking it to early spaying and neutering under a year because it disrupts the hormones for development. So that's one thing that they're linking this to.
Okay.
You want to get off the high processed kibble because that takes out all the nutrients. You want to get on a better diet where Barker's Anonymous would be great to go to. They're great at the diet as well as WAG. They're linking it, obviously, genetics, like she mentioned, Miranda mentioned, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, Labs, a lot of Doodles, Poodles, Portuguese Water Dogs. But again, now it's crossing over all breeds now. We're seeing it all across the board. So there's other factors. I think if you've got too many vaccines, back-to-back, that can also lower their immune system. Environmental toxins, pesticides, herbicides. We live near a golf course. Unfortunately, we didn't realize they're a little bit over-toxing her liver. So there's some factors. It's just, again, it's across the board now.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to say, but there are a few things that they look at now that they're linking it to.
Bottom line is it's like anything. Early detection.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Early detection, which means, getting these, the ultrasounds.
Right.
Especially for any of these animals that are 7 years or older, right? That's what I heard you say.
Yeah. 7 years is when we consider animals to start being geriatric. That's when they're considered, kind of in that older age group. I will say giant breed dogs, so Cane Corsos, Great Danes, about the five-year mark for those larger dogs is when they are considered to be seniors. And that's really when we start recommending, these more advanced diagnostic panels so that we can catch things.
Sure.
But we also, if it's normal, then we have a baseline for next year. If something's off, we know, hey, what has changed in the last year? And we can kind of put those puzzle pieces together.
Okay. So once again, Sage Pet Hospital is offering this early disease detection at a discounted rate. You can call 392-8800 for more information about that or go to sagepethospital.com.
That's right.
Claudine, thank you for bringing this to our attention. I'm sorry that it took what it took in order to bring it to our attention. But as we said off mic, if Lexi's legacy can help save even just one other best friend. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for your kind words about the radio station. We certainly appreciate it. Keep us posted on this. If any updates or whatever that happens with this, keep us posted. Q Nation is a nation full of dog and pet lovers. All righty. So we want to know about it. Again, Claudine, thank you so much. Miranda, thank you so much. Once again, it's Sage Pet Hospital, that early disease detection. They have a discount for it right now for you. 392-8800 or sagepethospital.com. Thank you both. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, and it is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes and empowering lives.